So who would you say is a celebrity and who would you say is a star? Who kind of motivated
them?
Well,
I mean, the motivation, I think, goes back to, I mean, the recent wave was the Kardashians. I mean, they became this ubiquitous celebrity based on, you know, the sex tape and the family that really had kind of piggybacked on that, you know, and opening up a whole billion-dollar industry based on not having a platform that was so-called, you know, like, what would you say? You know, just one of those cultural hierarchies. It's like you're not a musician, like a star musician. You're not a star actress. You're not a star model. You're not a star athlete. You're not a star anything. You're just a celebrity that exists as a face, and then you end up branding it because it's relatable. And then, I mean, stars are, you know, I think Brad Pitt's a star. You know, he's one of those guys that will define an era, whether you know, like him. You know, he's not Daniel Day-Lewis, but he'll be that icon. You know?
Right.
He'll be a Liz Taylor or something like that holds cultural weight for a long time. Stars, David Bowie's a star.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a celebrity.
Yeah, talented people doing things to benefit. Yeah,
well, that
of course.
Can really shift culture in a progressive way as opposed to, like, the kind of lowest common denominator way.
Okay. Yeah. So, Bowie, Liz Taylor, good. Kardashian's bad.
I don't know if I'd say bad. I don't like to... I guess one thing you might want to mention is, like, these are rarely autobiographical pieces. These are much more, again, of the funhouse mirror against culture. I just kind of give a topographical view of what's going on and who are shifting culture, and then kind of saying what a lot of people are thinking, but they're not putting it out there.